Show with John Holmes podcast.
Hello. It's the it's the XFM Breakfast Show podcast, of course. The least worst bits of the XFM Breakfast Show from the preceding week. The preceding week when I was a bit ill. I've had a cold and a cough.
Really?
Yeah, and the microphones in here obviously are protected. And I'll be honest with you, I have slipped some of my mucus into Santa's muff. And I apologise. I apologise for that. Santa Templeton is with us on our podcast because Matt's not here, because Matt's off, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's off. And now, what did Boris Johnson say in the news about the in that interview with The Sun? He said that, what did he say?
He said that young men who go to join IS militants are losers.
Yes, because they have low self-esteem, they're not very good with women,
yes,
and enjoy pornography.
Yes.
Coincidentally, that's Matt. And so we don't know where he is, but maybe that's where he's gone. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Because it's no coincidence that's describing... I think Boris Johnson has got people who go to fight with newsreaders from XFM. I think that he's just mixed them up. But Matt's off, so... so Santa joins us for our podcast introduction, which is what this is. As does Cornelius, of course, whose job it is to put it all together.
Yeah. That's right.
Confident night. Yeah, from you there. What's in this week's then? What's in this week?
Before we start, Cornelius called himself Intern of the Year earlier.
What?
Which is very confident.
Mm. Hello, what?
Yeah.
Intern of the Year. Well, I'm the only one this year so far.
To be fair, we're
true.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you can be Intern of the Year until the next one turns up.
Yeah.
Is that fair? No, in fact, even though there's only been you, you're still not the best one. which is weird, but true. And that's because you forgot Source.
I didn't forget it.
It's Cornelius' job too, one of his intern jobs. It's very glamorous, isn't it?
To
fetch the breakfast for the XFM Breakfast Show team. There's a sort of breakfast area upstairs. And he goes to fetch the breakfast and baffles the hell out of the people that work up there.
Yeah.
They think we're all divas. I don't know what you've been telling them. It's not like we want anything unusual, is it?
What did Dave, what was your one today?
Well, I was just pointing out that you really need to make sure the peanut butter goes all the way to the edge of the toast. And I think that's...
It's not unreasonable, is it?
And you were moaning as well today, John.
Well, I asked for double salmon, right? Didn't I? I said, could you get me the... Because the salmon portion is quite small. And I said, get me the double salmon. And he said, okay. And then you turned up with clearly single salmon. And I don't know where that went wrong. Or what possible... Where's the margin for error in that?
There's a fish shortage.
There isn't a fish shortage. Don't bring EU quotas into a podcast. How many times, right, do I have to tell an intern not to bring EU quotas into a podcast introduction? I'm sick of saying it.
Yes.
What's in the podcast, Cornelius?
In the podcast, 102 is an interview with Ricky Wilson from the Kaiser Chiefs. We also have your stories of winter wimpishness. And finally, your Independence Day speech.
Is that it? Is that all that's in there?
Well,
is
no.
That all that's in there, finally.
I'll chuck in a couple extra.
A couple of other bits.
Yeah.
Okay. We should point out as well that Cornelius has just told us what's going to be in the podcast. But given that he's told what to put in breakfast and doesn't bring that back, frankly, you could be allowed to listen to anything at all.
Yeah. Might be some Dave Berry from Capital in there. You never know.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Shut up.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Well, good morning and hello to you then. I am John Holmes. It is 6 minutes past seven. It is the XFM Breakfast Show this Thursday morning, coming out of your radio, if you're old school, or your app, if you're modern, or your, I don't know, your selfie stick, if you're a Japanese tourist or a git. And as the public inquiry into the Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko, who was poisoned with polonium, continues, we slip not radioactive material into your tea, but rather slip some often inexplicable broadcast material into your morning to plug up the gaps in the music. Not sure about polonium, by the way. I call it the mint polonium, not the fruit polonium.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Monday morning. You're just waking up, you're just stirring and turning over. So, oh, God, it's Monday. Maybe you're out and about already. But either way, however bad your Monday could possibly be, spare a thought now for Brian Harvey, formerly of E17, for he is on the Chaff News Desk this morning. The Showbiz Tossip is Brian Harvey based. Yeah. He's a friend of Showbiz Tossip.
He really
it's
is.
It's fair
yeah.
to say we are no strangers to the world of Harvey.
No, he's almost becoming like the new Charlie Sheen. We're just going to watch a man have a breakdown in front of us on social media.
Sheen, of course. Yeah. So what was that? No, he smashed up his gold discs in an alleyway last week,
yes,
didn't he?
Yes, he did.
To protest against the music industry. And now he's embraced the potato.
Yes, because you think he might be a bit coy when it comes to talking about the fact that he ran himself over after overdosing on jacket potatoes with cheese and tuna on them many years ago, which he famously did. But no, he's embracing that, and he's actually done a song and a video all based around the jacket potato incident. It's a cover of Meridian Dan's German Whip. I don't know what much of that means, but
I don't know what any of that means.
I think it's some sort of grime artist.
I thought it was some sort of dessert topping.
And a whip is a car, apparently. That's what the youth call a car. For various historical reasons for that.
Right.
But it's a song about a German car, which is the one that ran him over while he was...
He ran himself over, let's
remember. Yes, he ran himself
over. He fell out of his own whip.
Of course, yeah. Didn't he? He was reversing out of his drive, I think.
Mashed out of his head, not on drugs.
No.
No. On jacket potato, cheese and tuna combo. On which he'd overdosed.
And he's in the video, he doesn't have a microphone, he has a potato on a fork that he sings into.
Also, he's squashed under the back of a car with his leg pointed past his own head.
Yeah.
Let's not forget this is a man who punctured his lungs, broke his ribs and fractured his pelvis in seven places.
Yeah, it was quite a serious accident, wasn't it? Yeah. But he's recreated that in all its glory on this song. I think we should...
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Here we go. When you see man under his German whip, doors wide open, rolling back, back. Man's been sick in his German whip, the jacket potatoes, cheese and lemons. Man's got a daughter, I wanna see her love a German whip. So what's a million man then bang out wall when you see man under his German whip?
German. What a great line, jacket potato and cheese and that.
Oh. If only it had some German whip on it, like it would like whipped cream or something. That would have, the whole thing would have come. A beautiful symbiosis to the whole thing.
Could have had dessert then.
Oh, there you go. Brian Harvey news for your Monday morning. Like I said, however bad your Monday is, it's not as bad as whenever. Every day for Brian Harvey.
XFM.
Tonight from 10 sees the legendary John Kennedy, of course, on the radio with his Exposure show. Album playback tonight. The bands, the big names, they always drop in to see John Kennedy, of course. Because he likes to dress up for them.
You're listening to Exposure on XFM. I'm John Kennedy, and I'm dressed as Superman. Yesterday, I did Madonna. And tomorrow night, I will be out and about around King's Cross in various different outfits. And you should come down if you're around. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Well, so I'll be honest, the only time it went badly was when he dressed in Rocky Horror Show gear for Lemmy from Motorhead. That was an Exposure no one was expecting to see.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
And of course, overnight, America has more or less failed in its attempt to have an unprecedented and historic dumping of snow on it. People waking up in New York just going, well, is that it, really? Weather forecasters, doesn't happen around here much, does it, Matt? apologising for getting it wrong. And of course, they say we are having the cold snap, the tail end of that, towards the end of this week. But you know, it holds no fear for me, and I mention this because it does hold fear for some people. People wimp out on winter, and I'll give you an example right now. Okay, I am doing this British military fitness thing. Okay, which is where you go outside while a man from the army shouts at you like a sort of boot camp, and I will do that in all weathers. I will happily do it in the rain. I will happily do it in the cold, and indeed have been doing. So yesterday it was a bit drizzly when I was doing it. I didn't mind though, and I have done it in minus temperatures before, and I'll still do it when it gets cold towards the end of this week. However,
My co-exerciser, Matthew Dyson, good morning.
Good morning.
Has wimped out, saying he's only a seasonal exerciser.
Yeah.
And has refused to go out until it becomes the summer again.
It's ridiculously cold.
Frankly, you are a winter wimp.
Well, you know, as soon as you get out into this freezing park, these people make you lie down on the wet grass.
It's good for you, Matt.
So you're icy cold.
It's good for
you. Hour.
It builds character.
And frankly, yeah, I'm happy to do it seasonal. 3 months a year, I'm not doing it.
It's just winter wimping. it's winter wimping.
That's as maybe.
It hasn't harmed me, apart from this.
Well, you've got a cold, haven't
you? Shockingly terrible cold.
Listen to it, yeah. There you go.
That's just coincidence.
I, on the other hand, I'm fine.
Damn it. So this morning, because we were talking about this, and it turns out many people are winter wimps. Right, I'll give you another example. Simon, producer Simon in the office, right? Yeah. When it's cold, at night, he genuinely lifts the duvet up and puts the hairdryer on his cold sheets for about 25 seconds before he gets in. Winter wimps! Dave, producer Dave, wears his girlfriend's tights under his jeans.
No, right? I did it twice.
Yeah, well, that's enough!
It does work, actually.
Winter wimp! With an American tan.
They had jeans on over them.
Well, even so, Dave. He just likes the feel of them. He likes the feel of the denier.
It does.
So, this morning, winter wimping out, okay? That is the text in 83936. Your slightly embarrassing ways that you're going to... Well, you don't want to admit to, but hell, do it this morning. Of tackling winter, right? Secrets of tackling winter. The hairdryer, good example. The tights...
Weird.
Not that weird yet, it's weird. Winter wimping. Winter wimping out. That's what we want from you this morning. 83936. Add XFM on Twitter. Hashtag it winter wimps.
XFM will blood.
It's called Come On Over. And if you come on over to the XFM Breakfast Show in the next half an hour, you will be taking part, I hope, you're certainly invited to, in XFM's song. Got a bit of a frog in my throat this morning, and it's a... I do apologise. I've been trying to talk, and then I had a smoothie, and I'll be honest with you, it's clogged up my epiglottis. Just a little bit of too much information.
Yeah.
Hashtag too much information there. In fact, I've got so coffee, Matt, who usually sits opposite me in the studio, Matt Dyson, has now moved across.
Yeah.
So when I cough, even though I'm politely coughing into my hand.
Yeah, I know, but...
It's not going in your direction.
I was sort of, I was in the downwind from you, basically.
You're in the epicentre, certainly.
So I've moved into to the side here where I'm just sort of in quarantine, hidden behind various screens with a big tent around. Me.
and Dave's dressed as one of those men from the end of E.T.
Yeah.
Dave.
He's in an Ebola suit.
Yeah.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Good morning, then. This is XFM Breakfast. I am John Holmes. And as promised, we have a world exclusive for you this morning. The first play anywhere in that world of the new single from Kaiser Chiefs. Before we play it, however, Mr. Ricky Wilson is on the electric telephone. Good morning, Ricky Wilson.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well, very well, thank you.
So you say it's the first play anywhere, but I've already heard it.
Yeah, well, but if you're going to start this interview off being picky and pedantic...
I've heard it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I appear on it.
Yeah, well, I spotted that, yeah. Where are you, by the way? Why are you on the phone?
I'm in South... Well, yeah, I'd love to be there, of course.
I know.
Sharing a croissant with you.
Yeah.
But I'm in... Sao Paulo, supporting the Foo Fighters around various stadiums.
That's right, and how's that? You're coming to the end of that, presumably, because you're back here very shortly for your own tour.
Yeah, next week we come back to do our own arena tour in the UK.
How's it been with the, on tour with Dave Grohl and Ilk?
Well, we've done it quite a lot, but yeah, it's always good fun. They keep inviting us back for some reason.
Yeah.
I think we're good value for money.
Yeah, it's cheap is what you're saying, cheap.
No, we enjoy it, because they're really generous with us, and they don't turn the sound down when we are on our entertainment. I know that we're going to get... And it does happen. It does happen.
Yeah. Get me the guy off The Voice. That's what he's been shouting backstage.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, there is that. We had dinner the other night, and I expect the news to him that I'm on a television talent search contest, thing. And I know that he's not the biggest fan of those, but he goes, I don't care if my friends are doing it.
Nice. Nice to know he's got double standards, the two-faced, long-haired git. Right.
The day I cease to have double standards is the day I cease to be.
Look, it's lovely to have you on, of course. We're going to play the song. Now, it wasn't... Now, this is what I believe we're calling a standalone single. So this wasn't on Education, and War.
No.
This,
and we've never done this before.
Right.
It seems popular, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's
people
a thing.
People do it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So what you're saying is jumping on a bandwagon, Ricky. That's what you're telling us.
Yeah, but people always do it, and they say it's a standalone single, and then put it on the next record.
Yeah.
And in keeping with my double standards, we'll probably end up doing that.
So why wasn't it on the last one? Because it was written at the same time, right?
Well, it was written right at the end of it.
Okay.
Just as I was starting to get out of the kind of like... Because the Rush record, I'm not saying it's political, but it was quite... It had an edge to it about us trying to, like, you know, survive. And then we wrote this right at the end, and it was kind of like... I think I was coming out of that, and it was almost a love song. We don't really write them. So we went into song, you know, they did that Band-Aid thing.
Yeah.
In Nottingham. We went in there and finished it, and we had a really good time. We thought, you know what, we've got the arena tour coming up, so we thought we'll do it to coincide with the tour and, you know, have a bit of fun.
Well, it comes the tour, obviously, as you say, arena tour. It comes to the O2 Arena in London on the 13th of February. And this is, apart from just, you know, in Ricky's room and own head, this is the first play on the radio, certainly. I think it's out in March as a single, but this is the first time you'll hear it ever. This is new from Kaiser Chiefs. It's excellent. It's called Falling Awake. Ricky Wilson, you can go and fall asleep there in Sao Paulo. Thank you for talking to us this morning.
All right, thanks for speaking to me, and I hope you like the song.
XFM.
And we are trying to find out this morning the ways you wimp out on winter, the slightly embarrassing ways you have of tackling winter. This is excellent. This is from Molly. I bought a pot of porridge from Eat, John, in the cold snap we had last week. I didn't want to eat it. I don't even like porridge. But I wanted to hold something warm as I walked through the streets.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Good morning, then. It is XFM Breakfast. I'm John Holmes. And here is where we like you to think of us like a tailor's. That's right. Like, you know, you might stroll down Savile Row, the unfortunately named road in London, where you may peruse the wares on display in the shop windows thinking, I could just do me a suit that fits my slightly peculiar body shape absolutely perfectly as you're walking along there. But think of that, but in travel form. And that is where tailored travel comes in. You hear a travel bulletin on XFM, you hear them all the time. What if it was tailored specifically for you, from your door to door? Door from where you live, door to where you're going. It is XFM's bespoke tailored travel. It could be yours. Tell us your journey. Tell us where you are. Tell us where you're going. 83936 at XFM on Twitter. Someone who's done exactly that is Joel. He's on the telephone this morning. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you, Joel? You
very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Are you a frazzled commuter, Joel? Would that be correct to say?
You're spot on, yeah, particularly frazzled.
What do you do, Joel, for a start?
I'm a student.
A student, right. So it doesn't really matter whether you get there on time or not then, Joel, does it, to be honest?
Well, no, I'm an art student.
So God! I don't know why you bothered turning up at all, Joel. Just say, I didn't arrive, and that was part of an installation I was planning. No. Where do you live, Joel?
I live in a small Kentish village called High House, though.
And your destination is?
It's New Cross, Goldsmiths University.
Okay, well, this is on the right side, I suppose, isn't it, of the city, so all right. So, okay, yeah, so you have to leave your house. Now, we've spoken to you already, of course, so we've got a rough idea of what your journey has to undertake. As you know, the travel hound Matt Dyson has been busy now working out your journey for you door to door, Joel. So this is what's happening this morning on your journey, and this is going to help you get there, even though you're an art student, doesn't matter whether you turn up or not. It's tailored travel. Only on XFM.
XFM's tailored travel.
Okay, Joel, first of all, you'll get onto the bus and make sure you're last on so that you can choose the furthest seat away from the man who lives two doors down, who always gets on the bus in the morning with a bottle of scotch. As you get to Higham Station, you might bump into Kevin, your former colleague from the wedding venue. Yeah, feel free to engage in polite chitter-chatter with him on the platform. But as you board the train, don't forget the silent agreement you have with him not to sit next to each other on the train. train, as you definitely couldn't sustain the conversation for the entire journey into London. Change hither green. You'll know you're there because you'll be able to smell burnt toast. For some reason, the station always smells of burnt toast. I can hear you agreeing with me there. As you get up to leave the train, make sure you hold your hand in front of the open button for at least 10 seconds before pressing it, just so everyone around you knows that you have the button push covered. You'll then arrive at New Cross, the birthplace of New Rave, of course. Walk down New Cross Road past the dead skeleton of an old Blockbuster Videos, turn left onto the Amersham Road and walk past the Polish food and drink store, which that man always sits out at the front of in a deck chair, no matter what the weather's like. And then finally you'll arrive at your destination, Goldsmiths University.
There you go, Joel.
Spot on. Thank you very much.
That is your journey this morning. Do give that man who sits outside in a deck chair a little tap on the head for us. Say hello from XFM Breakfast.
Yeah, tousle his hair.
Yeah, he'll like that. So there he goes. Joel's journey to work this morning made easier by XFM's tailored travel. If you'd like your journey to work, bespoke, created for you, 83936 at XFM on Twitter. Tailored travel.
From Global's newsroom at 8 o'clock, and XFM can reveal the first acts confirmed for this year's Great Escape Festival this morning. Alabama Shakes, Django Django and Slaves are going to play the event in Brighton, which returns for its 10th year from the 14th to the 16th of May. The new music festival will see dozens of acts playing at venues across the town over 2 days. More details at xfm.co.uk.
Sports.
In fact, it's a city, isn't it, Brighton, really? Surely it's a city, not
yeah.
A city.
Yeah, it's right, Brighton yeah. City Council.
Yeah, it is. Stoke eased in. That was a good chat, wasn't it? We should have more chats about us councils.
Yeah, it's a bit of radio banter there. I could tell you about the bin collection days in Kent, if you want.
No, thanks. You've already done that at length.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Ray Morris. With the news of where Cliff Richard used to sleep on tour. Cliff Richard in the Shadows, they had bunk beds.
Yeah. What was it? Hank on the top.
Hank on the top.
Bruce Welch on the middle one.
That's right.
And then Cliff on the bottom.
That's right, that's a Cliff where Cliff refused to climb up to the top. Yeah, absolutely true. Bruce Welch. Google it. Right, 7:25 XFM Breakfast. We are looking for your winter wimping out. This morning, Waze, for instance, producer Dave regularly goes out wearing his girlfriend's tights under his jeans.
Twice.
That's silly enough. Producer Simon warms his bed sheets before he gets in with a hairdryer.
And I don't run around in cold parks.
Yeah.
Which I feel is quite sensible.
Whereas I do with British Military Fitness, and I'm not wimping out. Ways of wimping out on winter this morning, 83936 at XFM on Twitter, please. This, in, there's no name on this, but John, here's a tip. When it's cold in the mornings, I struggle to get out of bed. So what I do is take the duvet with me to the bathroom, and I only take it off after I'm sure the shower has warmed up enough, so I don't have to stand there in the cold. Good. It's a good winter wimping tip, that.
Another good tip from Nicola. It says, I found a hot water bottle small enough to stick underneath my coat, and I take it on the tube in the morning. It's life-changing.
Winter wimping out this morning, please. John, I didn't open the door to the postman the other day because I was sitting on the sofa under a duvet. Didn't want to leave my nice warm nest, but then I had to walk to the post office to pick up a parcel. But at the time, it was definitely worth it. And Paolo, I saw someone leave their scarf behind on the bus, John. I could have shouted, you've left your scarf, but I opted to hang on to it for myself. It was cold.
XFM.
That is brand new from Kaiser Chiefs on XFM. Coming up 7:45 now. It's got Falling Awake. Ricky Wilson on lead vocals. The Teletubbies, it seems, on backing. Uh-oh. Actually got hold of the original studio sessions of this as well. Have a listen to this. Kaiser Chiefs and Teletubbies. The new single is Record of the Week on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
So here we are. We're about to play a game of Band or Castle. Allow me to explain if you've just tuned in. Passport Back to the Bars. That is the name of the series of gigs that our good friends over at War Child are putting on. It's ahead of the Brits. It's where huge artists return to the tiny venues they played when they first started out. As part of it, Vaccines are playing the 150-person capacity Dublin Castle in Camden. It is on the 16th of February. And we have two guest list passes right here on XFM Breakfast. It is our game Band or Castle. Hundreds of entries. There can be only one. Picked at random to play is Lee. She is on the telephone now. Good morning, Lee.
Morning.
How are you, Lee?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. And where are you calling from, Lee? Where are you?
I'm from Hertfordshire.
Hertfordshire, Lee. All right, okay. Yeah. Well, this is how it's going to work, Lee. I'm going to call out the name of a thing, right? It's either the name of a band or the name of an actual castle, Lee. And you've got to just tell me band or castle. It's that simple. You're going to be playing against Matt Dyson here, so...
Hi, okay. Lee.
Hi, Matt.
Right, okay. All right, stop it now. Stop flirting. Here we go. It's alphabetical order, of course. Matt and Lee. Matt first. Band or castle, Matt? Crust pills. Crust pills. Band or castle?
Well, I mean...
Crust pills.
That is, there's no way there is a castle called Crust Pills on this earth. It is a band.
It's one of the best-preserved medieval castles in Latvia.
Ah!
Crust pills.
Crust pills.
What? Lee, band or castle? Bungay. Bungay.
Castle.
It is. It's a Keep and Bailey ruin in Suffolk. It's right. Very good.
It's a lot easier than mine, to be fair.
No, it wasn't. Matt, Castle of Chavs.
What?
Is that a band or a castle?
It's a band. It's got to be a band now.
It's a castle in North Portugal, 10 kilometres from the border of Spain. It's called Castle of Chavs.
It's a stitch up.
It's not. Lee, Fort Hell. Fort Hell.
A band.
Yes, punk band from Seattle. Good. Matt, Richard Castle.
Castle.
Yes.
Yes.
On the border of Hertfordshire and Shropshire. Lee, Cockneys Castle. Cockneys Castle.
Castle.
It is Latvia. K-O-K-N-E-S-E, castle in Latvia, built 1209. You're right there. Excitement getting to you, Lee.
Too much for me.
Speaking of which, here, Matt, Tower of Randy.
Tower of Randy. Yeah. It sounds like such a ridiculous castle name. The way this is going today, I'd say castle.
It's a band. Lee, Tower of Cocklaw.
Oh, my God.
A band. No, I'm afraid it's a ruined 14th century castellated tower house near Chollerton. Very near the end. Now, Matt, Slunge.
Slunge. Metal band.
Castle in the mountainous part of central Croatia. And Lee, final one, Roy.
Oh, that's my husband's name. I'm
going to
go for a band.
No, it's Roy Castle, the English dancer, singer, comedian and presenter of Record Breakers on television. Dave, producer Dave, what were the scores?
Lee, 3, Matt, 1. So Lee wins!
Yay! Congratulations, Lee. Nicely done.
Thank you.
XFM. There's George Ezra singing about his favourite brand of calculator.
That's a scientific one.
He loves George Ezra likes writing boobies.
Yeah.
Turning the screen upside down, doesn't he, George Ezra? He's writing about his favourite Casio there, isn't he? Casio, George Ezra there. The voice of Mike Reed's UKIP song and the tune of Shakin' Stevens there.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Good morning. In less than 12 hours, Frank Turner will play London's 93 Feet East, one of the most independent venues in the history of mankind. Well, the last 14 years, anyway. Independent venue. Those words should have new meaning for all of us today. We can't be consumed by the likes of Wembley Stadium. We will be united in our common interests of cheap beer, low ceilings, sticky carpet and loud music. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 29th of January and it's Independent Venue Week. Or perhaps it's just because it's the same date as last year. And venues are once again fighting for their freedom, not from tyranny, oppression or persecution, but from annihilation. And they're fighting for their right to live, to exist, to play music over 85 decibels without the local residents complaining. And should we win the day, this week will no longer be known for big artists taking the time to revisit where it all began. But as the week when venues declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate Independent Venue Week. And I'll be honest with you, that's quite difficult to do when you've got quite a bad cold. And this is where we rifle through your cabinets, that's right. Your kitchen cabinets, or more likely as not, your bathroom cabinets, for our Thursday morning roundup of your poncy products. You know the kind of thing. You know, when you can't just buy regular shampoo these days, can you? You can't just buy, you know, regular foam bath. Oh, no. No, no, it has to have something exotic in it, doesn't it? Go in there. Oh, look, it's poultice, bath poultice with tea tree and musk from the glands of an elderly spinster's cat. That's the sort of nonsense that you get. We'd like you to send us photographs of the ponciest products. That are the most pretentious Poncy products. Thank you for sending them currently, but the lines are now open for it. 83936 AddictsFM on Twitter. Here's one that came in. Who sent this? Sue. She sent this from her bathroom cabinet. Organic lavender pure oil. Well, already it's a little bit annoying, isn't it? But if you're not cross enough yet, then you find out that it in brackets, contains Lavendula Augustifolia essential oil. Yeah, Lavendula Augustifolia.
Making words up now.
Well, it has got an intensely aromatic feel with harmonising, nourishing and restorative properties. No, it hasn't. It's just some oil. Come on. You think that's irritating. What about Moringa body milk? This sent in from Chris from his girlfriend's collection in the bathroom. He's gone into the bathroom. She's getting dressed in the other room. He's gone in, taken a photograph of this, sent it to us. Moringa body milk with cold-pressed seed oil from hand-picked moringa pods. Leave her. Leave her now. And this is from... who's this from? Lisa. Pomegranate with argan and grape seed.
Argan.
So annoying. That's all true. Yeah, argan, like the gas.
The gas?
Yeah, no, it's spelled A-R-G-A-N. Argan. Oh, I don't know what that is.
Like an argonaut.
Yeah. Essence of argonaut. Wow. Supplied by Jason. Ultra-moisturising hand therapy. So that's what that is.
It's plant oil produced by the kernels of the argan tree.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
In Morocco.
Thank you so much.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Showbiz Tossip. The stories that aren't stories from the newspapers, of course. That is how the Showbiz Tossip works. Appended onto the chaff news desk and sorted into piles labelled chaff and wheat. It's the chaff news we bring you. They're called newspapers, but it's not news, but it does clog them up. You know the sort of thing on the showbiz... Spotted, Matt. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted intern Cornelius.
Spotted.
Spotted. Spotted wolf off of Gladiators.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Breaking into the now defunct TV show's old props cupboard and hauling out all the old stuff they used to use. He was spotted dragging out a couple of Travelators.
Oh, yeah.
And those, you know, those giant cotton bud
pugil sticks.
Dragging them out and building himself a den out of them in the car park outside ITV.
Oh, no.
And shouting, "This is the real Wolf Hall."
Oh.
Right? And then, like, to anyone who came close, has spotted Wolf from Gladiators building his own rudimentary Wolf Hall out of disused game show equipment. Spotted!
music news.
And it's 12 minutes past nine, Monday morning, which means we are knocking on that door again. It's the music news. Matt, how's it?
Yes, and Ricky Wilson has been telling XFM this morning about life touring South America with Foo Fighters.
We enjoy it because they're really generous with us and they don't like, you know, turn the sound down when we're on or anything. They know that we're going to get... And no, it does happen. It does happen.
Yeah. Get me the guy off The Voice. That's what he's been shouting backstage.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah, there is that. We had dinner the other night and I had to break the news to him that I'm on a television talent search contest, you know, thing. And I know that he's not the biggest fan of those, but he goes, oh, I don't care if my friends are doing it.
That must have been an awkward moment.
Yeah, just a bit. Yeah, so what you been up to? Hey, what have you been up to back in in Britain?
Yeah.
Ricky? That's my impression.
I've been on a spinny chair.
Spinny chair talent show. I'm running 12 miles a day.
Yeah. Get off my tour.
Their brand new single, Falling Awake, got its world exclusive first play on XFM earlier.
Yeah, I know it's Radio 2 pretending they
are. Yeah, they're saying it, but it's not true.
Yeah,
they're
Radio 2 tweeted, we got the first exclusive play in the world, and they did it 24 minutes after we played it.
Exactly.
In your face, Evans.
Yeah.
In your ginger face.
It's a one-off single, this Falling Awake song that's being released to coincide with their UK tour next month. It comes to O2 Arena on the 13th of February. Elsewhere, a picture was posted on Instagram over the weekend that will excite Libertines fans. It shows Pete Doherty and Carl Bratt working on new material together. It's a lovely scene. They're sat around a table across from each other in Thailand in a little posh-looking sort of
hotel.
They've
been there a while now, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
Have they just moved to Thailand? I mean, they've been there a long time.
Yeah. After, of course, Doherty quit the Skag
and
the band signed a new record deal with EMI.
You can quit the Skag in Britain.
You can, yeah.
You know,
true.
People have done that.
Yeah.
You don't
I
need
suppose
to.
If you're going to quit the Skag, I'd rather do it in a nice sunny sort of setting.
It'll or just to take the edge off.
Yeah. That's exactly why, yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
It's like you don't want a wet January when you've just come off the Skag.
Well, you're crawling around on all fours in your bedroom. You're not going outside, are you? I mean, come on. What are you going to do? I'm going to quit the Skag and pop down to sunbed.
I'm in a beach shirt. It's lovely here.
Oh, get myself a cocktail.
I've
got blood coming out of my eyes. Just gonna little swim. Oh, it works.
Well, tell us more about going cold turkey, John.
Yeah.
You seem to be the expert on this.
All I'm saying is I didn't need to go to Thailand. XFM. We want your pretentious products this morning. Poncy products, that's the hashtag. Things in your bathroom cabinet that have stuff in them that is just irrelevant and just, well, right up their own. This is from Jim. Good morning, John. My missus bought for me some shampoo. She bought it. She left it in the bathroom, so I've got some shampoo in the bathroom for you. I went in. It's shampoo containing rosemary and mint, John. And whenever I use it, it makes my hair smell like a lamb roast.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Now we come to the chaff news desk, however, at 25 past 6 in the morning. And, you know how it works. It's the news stories that are in the newspapers that aren't news at all, removed from your day, discarded here. That is cleansed. Douched from your day, and that brings us neatly to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
What have you, Matthew?
Well, we're starting to find a bit more. We'll find out a bit more about, you know, the reasons why Chris Martin left her.
He did leave her? Is that a thing?
Well, sorry,
they consciously uncoupled,
of course, yeah.
Which is what two rutting dogs do when you throw a bucket of water over them.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's been now talking on her. This is on her weird blog that she does, the Goop blog.
Yeah.
She's been talking about rather a new spa treatment, a V-steam from a Californian sanatorium.
Which is where mental people go.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, it's a good start.
This is sanatorium.
It explains a lot.
That's what it says here. Yeah. But apparently offers an energetic release, this place in Santa Monica, the Spa Ticken. And she's been talking about the Mugworth V-Steam experience.
Who I think are on our Great Expectations list of bands from 2015.
They're going to be massive. They're in session with John Kennedy later.
Yeah.
She says, and I quote, "You sit on what is essentially a mini throne and a combination of infrared and mugwort steam
cleanses your uterus et al. Which is one hell of a line.
Wow. Wow. I mean, there's so many things here. Mugwort steam. Wasn't that the train that took them in Harry Potter?
I think it definitely was. Yeah, sure, so the Harry Potter train goes inside you.
Yes.
And cleanses your uterus. Et al. Now, I've never seen et al referring to internal organs.
Et al, from the Latin meaning and others.
Yeah, I think often and used other authors it tends to be used.
In people, yes, it's right. Yeah. So she's got people inside her.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's like the numbskulls. Perhaps Gwyneth Paltrow is operated from the inside by miniature Paltrows. Maybe that's what's happening there.
So it's loads of steam goes up inside you. Yeah. It's an energetic release, apparently. Not just a steam douche. Not your basic steam douche, no.
No.
It balances female hormone levels. And if you're in LA, you have to do it, she says.
You have to do it. And she's saying you have to do it because she has shares in mugwort steam or something. I don't know.
What the hell is mugwort steam?
I don't know, but
she's been talking about other sorts of weird things as well in her Goop blog recently because she said recently that she believes different words can affect how water freezes.
I'll be honest, she belongs in a sanatorium. Incidentally, an anagram of Gwyneth Paltrow's uterus is throw up as sweetly grunt. 28 minutes past 6 o'clock in the morning. You're listening to XFM Breakfast. First for Gwyneth Paltrow's uterus news. Now Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
XFM.
That is Code Alive. With the most inappropriate question to ask somebody that you're in bed with.
Is it in you to be honest?
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Hashtag Poncy products. It's those things in your bathroom or kitchen cabinets that are just full of unnecessary ingredients put in there by gits. So, for instance, tangerine dog shampoo. Not in the bathroom, not in the kitchen, out near the dog basket, John. It's dog shampoo, and it's got tangerines in it. It's got Why? Poncy products. What have you got, Matt?
Annie on Twitter sent us a picture of some Good Things Manuka Honey Daily Moisturiser Youth Protect, which contains royal jelly and bee venom. She's asking what the hell royal jelly is, which is a good question. I've never known what royal... That seems to have been around for years.
I think it's what you get when Prince Philip doesn't wash properly. That's what they say. Bee venom as well. Imagine being the person who collecting that. Is it for the bees' honey? You keep getting the honey from the bees. So I'm milking their stings for this wash.
And bees had to die for that moisturiser.
Exactly.
That's when they sting, they die, don't they?
Good point well made. Yeah. And this is the worst one of all, isn't it? This contains, I don't know, the most in one product. I cannot believe this. Yeah. Right, this is from Neil this morning. Right, listen to this. Deep breath. Zesty, fresh and revitalising body wash with skin-softening, moisture-boosting properties and our exclusive M-Suds technology using Triple T, antioxidant complex, ginseng, pink pepperberry. What the bloody hell is that? Scented. Yeah, they haven't finished yet. Oh. Scented with fresh green mandarin, Sicilian lemon and sweet orange peel oils.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
Josh Widdicombe.
Now we come to the point in the show where we are joined by our third kind of resident news hound in a way. Not the major news, but let's leave it for him. Please welcome Nish Kumar. Hello.
Good morning, or is it?
There's the catchphrase. It's very rare that someone gets a catchphrase so soon. Brucey had to wait 20 years, I imagine.
I've been waiting my entire life to get a catchphrase, and not one that the public picked up on. I've always wanted to engineer my own catchphrase.
Like Paul Ince, when he called himself the governor.
Exactly. I tried to force the nickname NK47 when I was at school, but it didn't really come off. Gangster rapper.